You're listening to The Signal Daily. Hi, I'm Shorbari, your host for The Signal Daily podcast. And this is the episode for 11th April 2024. Boeing just can't catch a break, can it? Another whistleblower has come out in public alleging some serious malpractices at the aircraft manufacturing company. That's our first story for this episode. And in our main segment, we are diving into India's waste management issues. So every year, India produces a whopping 62 million tons of waste. But what's the fix for this? Well, sure, there are waste-to-energy plans, but are they the ultimate solution? Stay tuned till the end to find out. In this episode, we're also going to be joined by Anoop Seemwal, staff writer at The Core and The Signal, who'll talk about why India needs an alternative to waste-to-energy plans. It's just looking downhill for Boeing as it is dealing with multiple safety-related issues. The plane manufacturing company has now been hit with a fresh crisis after another whistleblower raised some serious concerns about its 787 and 777 airliners. In an interview with the New York Times, Sam Salepur, an engineer who worked at Boeing for more than a decade, has alleged that in a bid to meet production targets, the company took shortcuts in assembling 787 and 777 jets. He raised concerns with how the different parts of the wide-body jet models were fitted and fastened together in the assembly line that could impact the aircraft over time. As per the NYT report, the plane's fuselage comes in several pieces which come from different manufacturers, and they are not exactly the same shape where they fit together. So when Salepur raised these issues, he allegedly faced repeated retaliation. I mean, I don't have the words to describe what a serious breach of safety protocols this is, if this is true. And you know, as I talk about this, what immediately comes to mind is the incident from earlier this year where Alaska Airlines door plug blew off due to loose bolts shortly after takeoff. Although passengers escaped unhurt, this blew up into a full-fledged investigation that put the company under the spotlight. And it also had to temporarily ground dozens of 737 MAX 9 planes. In fact, as you may know, Salepur is not the first to speak out against Boeing's manufacturing standards. Following the fatal crashes in 2018 and 2019, another whistleblower by the name of John Barnett, who had worked for Boeing for more than 30 years as a quality manager, had come out with similar bombshell allegations with the BBC and the NYT. Barnett, who was found dead earlier in March this year, had claimed that the assembly process was rushed and substandard parts were fitted into the jets. One out of four oxygen masks had problems, and he had also filed a complaint with the Federal Aviation Administration, or the FAA, which is the aviation regulator in the US, about metal shavings being left inside 787 jets during manufacturing, where they could cut off electrical wiring. But anyway, coming back to Salepur, although Boeing retorted with something like, there's no immediate safety issue, the FAA is looking into these allegations. In fact, Salepur even has a Senate hearing coming up. Now, the airline company has reshuffled its board and management, but how does it plan to get back on course and emerge out of this situation? Well, that's a million-dollar question. But as we have told you in previous episodes, this crisis at Boeing is also spilling onto other airline companies as regulators have put curbs on its manufacturing. It's slowed down production, and as reports state, Boeing has a backlog of 6,177 aircraft, while Airbus, its rival, has 8,552 aircraft. So that means airline companies that have placed orders from these two companies are going to have their deliveries quite late. Or, in other words, your summer vacation plan may be jeopardized. And if you're in India, the shortage of aircraft is likely to get worse also because of the merger between Air India and Vistara, which has stoked protests among pilots and other staffers who are discontent with the new terms of service. In a recent episode, we told you about how Vistara had to cancel or delay several flights for some of its busiest routes because of pilots calling in sick. And as these issues persist, just a couple of days back, Vistara announced that it'll cut 25 to 30 flights daily, that is a 10% reduction in capacity on domestic routes. And, well, things might get even worse, as Air India staffers are also gearing up for a protest later this month. My suggestion is maybe you should try road trips for vacations. For our second segment, we are going to bring you deep dives on stories from the world of technology, business, policy, and anything that leaves you with food for thought. Do you sort out your trash into dry and wet waste? And do you make it a habit to do this every day? Well, you know, I've got to confess, there are times when I quite don't keep up with it. But the thing is, it might not seem like a big deal, but neglecting this practice can lead to some serious consequences. I mean, India churns out 62 million tons of waste annually. That's a lot, because Eiffel Tower weighs about 10,000 million tons, right? And in comparison, India's waste would be like having roughly 6,000 Eiffel Towers worth of trash. If that isn't alarming, then I don't know what is. And in India, most of the waste, which is 42 million tons to be precise, comes from cities. And of course, no surprises there. But get this, only about 70% of it actually gets picked up. And just 12 million tons end up getting treated. So we are talking about 31 million tons still making their way to landfills. And projections also suggest that solid municipal waste could skyrocket to 165 million tons by 2030. So clearly, there is a waste management problem in India. But why is there a problem? What's the root cause of the issue? Well, as I mentioned earlier, it starts with our homes. Even though some states require waste separation, only about 30% of it actually gets done right. That means plastic often winds up in landfills instead of getting recycled. And well, the thing is, it's simply not practical to sort through all that waste once it piles up at the landfill. On top of that, cities just don't have enough infrastructure to collect garbage effectively. So is there a solution? Well, yes, there have been WTE or waste to energy plants. And these plants basically turn garbage into heat and electricity. And as of November 2022, there have been 12 WTE plants up and running with 8 non-functioning plants spread across 10 states. But here's the catch. As mentioned in a Scroll report, these WTE plants haven't been as successful as one had hoped for. For example, in 1987, Delhi had established its first WTE plant in Timurpur. The goal was to burn 300 tons of municipal waste each day to generate 3.75 megawatts of electricity. However, it closed down just after 20 days. And what was the reason? Well, the poor quality of waste being delivered to the plant was a major factor. And in fact, recently, WTE plants have also been criticized for releasing harmful toxins into the air. Plus, they generate ash, which poses challenges when it comes to disposal. Now, is there an alternative to WTE? Well, yes. Waste can also be converted to coal. And right here in Uttar Pradesh, there's a homegrown company that's already doing it by converting unsorted municipal waste into charcoal. So Kogo Ecotech, operating in UP Saharanpur district since August 2022, has so far processed roughly 25,000 tons of waste and produced around 6,000 tons of charcoal. And last week, my colleague Anoop Sembal, staff writer at The Core and The Signal, visited the waste-to-coal plant in Saharanpur to truly understand how the plant works and what kind of solution it provides to India's waste management issues. And he joins us on this episode to explain the whole process and why this is a good alternative to WTE plants.
So as for the story I wrote for The Core, I traveled from New Delhi, where I'm based, to this plant in Saharanpur. So this plant is in Gango district of Saharanpur. Gango, I don't know. Most people don't even know where Gango is. I also don't know. But what they are doing there is really, really, really innovative. Because mostly what happens to our unsegregated waste, it either keeps piling up on landfills or we burn it in the waste to energy plants. And those, and both of those are bad for environment. Because if you keep piling it on, we produce methane, and that gas is really, really bad for environment. And if we just burn it again, what are you going to do with the ash that is produced? So what these guys have done, it's a proprietary technology. They found a way to convert waste into charcoal. How does it happen? They first send the waste into a transformer. It's a box-like machine, which basically sucks the moisture out of the waste and shreds it. And it looks somewhat like what you see, the straps in a tailor's shop. And then that waste is heated at a temperature of almost 300 degrees and converted into coal. So what is happening in this process? We are getting rid of the volume of the waste. So that way, the pressure on landfills will be lesser. And second, methane won't be produced. So it also helps in our environmental goals. And third, out of that waste, which was really, really worthless, no player was touching that waste, we are getting a fuel which can be commercially sold. So it just looks like this thing can be at least applied to smaller cities in India, and our waste can be converted into coal.
If COGO's waste tech solution works out, it may as well help us in our climate goals, as Anoop mentioned. But the thing is, those garbage hills you often see on the outskirts of our cities are a real issue because they release methane, which affects your health. Globally, landfills emit an estimated 30 to 70 million tons of methane each year. And in India, the waste sector contributes around 20% of methane emissions as per the Global Methane Tracker 2022. Listeners from Delhi would definitely know this, but those who don't, there's a landfill in Ghazipur that's 213 feet tall, just 17 feet shorter than the Qutub Minar. So clearly, India needs more of these waste to charcoal plants to shrink these monstrous landfills, don't you think? Also on that note, the Signal Daily crew will be on a break today on account of Eid, but we'll be back with a new episode on Monday. Until then, stay tuned and happy weekend. If you like listening to the Signal Daily, please show us some support. Rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this podcast. So feel free to shoot an email at hello@thesignal.co. This episode was written, researched and produced by me, Shorbury, and Manaswini. Edited by Venkat Anant. Mastered and mixed by Yash Hirve. You can catch this podcast every morning on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Prime Music, Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We are thesignal.co on Instagram, LinkedIn and Twitter.